Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Anna Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Anna.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than a minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 10 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Heath Sheeran. Heath Sheeran is the mayor of Insurance Town, and he is a 20-year-plus veteran in the insurance industry. He's transitioned from selling insurance to keynote speaker, podcaster, and content creator for the largest insurtech company in the industry. He's dynamic, engaging, and the most entertaining person in the whole industry. So Heath, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for being here.
I love your accent. I can sit and just listen to you talk forever. It's awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude.
So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Oh, man. So as you mentioned, I'm in the insurance industry. And so it's all sales. It's all customer service. It's all, you know, customer journey. And so many people are using AI. It started off when ChatGPT and AI first, you know, really hit the scene in our industry. People use it for like content creation and more for like coming up with social media posts or writing blogs or coming up with things like that. But we've kind of evolved a little bit into more of the coolest ways I'm seeing it right now in our industry is like chatbots. You know, we have a lot of our my clients, a lot of people that I work with in the insurance industry and a lot of people that I see, they'll have these chatbots on their websites and it's all powered by AI and they could use them for engaging their prospects. They could use them for answering questions. They can use them for qualifying their leads. So you can get a report back. I see a lot of them that like tell you if this could be a good one or not. Some of the stuff that I just think is super cool. And I just love the idea of, you know, being able to be open 24/7 or like have someone engaging 24/7. The other way, in my industry that I'm seeing a lot more of is NPS scores and being able to, you know, get net promoter scores and get some valuable information out of that and being able to get a sentiment analysis is what we call it or what I've heard it called. And some of the things I'm seeing them do with that in my industry is super dope. So I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I mean, when you start speaking about chatbots, you're speaking my love language.
I even know that going in. So that's exciting. I'm glad.
Yes. And what you mentioned,
chatbots are super cool.
I think so too. I love training them.
I didn't know you had this Anabots. I'm going to check it out now.
Yes, of course. What you mentioned about the sentiment analysis, I think it's very interesting because I think that back in the day, years ago, we would never think that a computer would know or analyze how we are feeling and respond according to that.
Yeah, you're right. And it's crazy cool that they can. And it's more than just, you know, I don't know, not that they can read emotions, but they can, you know, just based on certain keywords and things that are typed in or things that are said or how quickly they respond. There's so many analytics and data that chatbots can read to be able to get back with you on certain things. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you could probably talk more to this, but that I think is neat is the way they could do that or they could program with, you know, whether it's using an FAQ or using, you know, whatever the data is in their management system, whatever it might be. And I just think it's fascinating. And, you know, I see a lot of agencies that even personalize them more to like their agency language to be able to like, yeah, they could either be like a really cool one that like uses certain language that just sounds like a human, or maybe they program it to say dude a lot because that's their agency culture, or that's me. Like I say dude a lot. So I may have programmed that if I had one. And then some of them are like very professional and they're just, it sounds like a robot, but I just think chatbots are super cool, and I'm seeing more of that in our industry. And I think it's just interesting to see the evolution of where they're coming and where they're going.
Yes, absolutely. I love how you can customize and give them a personality.
Yeah.
I love that. So tell me some, let's get tactical a little bit, have some practical applications that you have used for your business, either with chatbots or anything in AI related.
Yeah, as a former, I used to sell insurance and work in insurance, and I still do, I guess, but more on the technical side and more on the podcasting and YouTube side. But, you know, the things that I think are neat is being able to have AI be able to now, if you want to, some people are scared of it, to read your email. Again, going back to sentiment analysis, I think it's cool that they can read your emails. They can read, the transcripts from your phone calls if you have a VoIP, and to be able, or a, yeah, and whatever the phone system is you have. But if you can read that, be able to tell you, and you could use that, especially going back to the VoIP, the phone system, to be able to train new employees, to be able to say, hey, your new employee's not saying this correctly or not doing this, or is saying this more often than they should, or the sentiment of the customer based on the phone call was this. I just think that's some of the ways that I think AI is going back to basic. You know, you don't have to, again, don't have to be some AI expert to figure some of those things out. And it could just change the game for your business, whatever that business is.
Yes. What do you say? I just can pull out so many valuable things that you just said. I don't know where to start. But let's go to the last one. You said going to basic. Like you don't need a lot. You just need the basics of, for instance, doing sales. You just need the basics of doing sales. And if you feed the machine, okay, analyze this call and tell me what I did wrong here. Because I didn't close the sale. Ask me questions about this. And then the machine will be like, all right, so this is what I noticed. What were you trying to do? Okay, if you're trying to do this, this is how you can switch it. Like it's
100%.
It's made us, I will say, superhumans.
Yeah.
Bionic. Maybe not bionic, but.
No, it definitely has made it so much better for some people. I wish I sold my agency and my business and got out of it. But I wish that I had some of these things back then to be able to, go into a customer that I may not know a lot about. And if I could just went into AI of some sort, whether it's, Copilot or ChatGPT or something, say, hey, my prospect is a restaurant owner and this many years in business, what should I talk to them about? If I wouldn't have known, it could have popped up all these things, or what are the common claims, going back to insurance, what are the common claims that, a family of three children that own a business and do this and do that. And it could have probably popped up a lot of different talking points I could have went through. And early on, even as I'm training new employees, I could have used it for so many ways. So, I'm showing my age, but I just didn't have that back then. And I wish I would have. And so now I'm trying to dive into it as much as I can while I can.
Yes. I never thought about doing that of, okay, this is my prospect and I'm going to have a call and maybe putting the links to their business if it's a B2B. How should I approach the sales call?
Yeah.
I just thought about that and thanks to you.
Oh, well, thanks. I do it a lot because I host a lot of podcasts and webinars and things that I have a lot of phone calls in a day. And if I don't know someone or I've never met them before, a lot of times I'll pop into one of the generative AI tools and just type in, I like Copilot a lot, but a lot of people go to ChatGPT, whichever one you use. I could go in there and say, hey, introduce me to Anna Gonzalez of the Basic Business AI podcast. And it'll pop up, who you are, what you do, what's going on. And it would tell me everything I need to know about you. And then I could even say, hey, go deeper into the her whatever. It would just tell me more about you. And then I can walk in that conversation like, oh, I know all I need to know about this person. I can ask them the right questions. I could do this. I saw where, and they don't know that you just got off ChatGPT. It could be, hey, I saw online where you recently did this, or this happened to you, or I saw where Anabots was involved with this business or whatever it might be. And then, you know, I just look like I researched you for 5 hours and really I spent 10 minutes on ChatGPT.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's brilliant. Yes. I love how things that were taking us a longer time, but longer.
Yeah.
Like not even longer, but longer a couple years ago. Now they're taking us 10 minutes.
100%.
And a couple of years ago, we were like, oh, this is so fast because Google, whatever. And now it's just a couple of minutes. I love that.
Yeah. And I think it's fascinating. And so the other thing within insurance, and I guess it applies to any business, is, you know, whatever you use for your CRM, whatever your CRM, whether it's a HubSpot or a Salesforce or something in specific to your industry, to be able to pull certain reports or be able to take the data and the analytics and be able to have AI read that back to you and tell you certain things about it. You know, if there's any particular niches that you could identify, or if there's certain salespeople that are doing better than others or worse than others, or where they need to work, or, you know, how much money per sales, per whatever it could be. I mean, AI could analyze anything within your CRM, be able to tell you. We didn't have those things. It would take me 6 days to pull those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was, you know, a salesperson, and now, or when I was managing people, now it's like I could do that in a couple hours or less.
Yeah, I can teach myself.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So he tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah. So currently, I guess that's tough because, you know, I do a lot of, you know, podcasting. I work with a large tech company. And so I guess who I serve is the insurance industry. I love working in insurance, but really any business for that matter, if they wanted to reach out and talk about anything related to podcasting, anything related to growing their business, I would love to talk to them. If they're in the insurance industry specifically and they're looking to grow their technology, or looking to add technology to what they're doing, or if they have any questions or anything like that, I would love to consult them on that or talk to them about that or introduce them to our team at Vertifor and help them. We have, I think, 18 products now that we work through the industry, and from CRMs to AMS systems to just really cool tools. Some of them use AI very well, and some of them are going to be using AI pretty well. And so we've got a lot of really cool products out there that I'd love to talk to them about in any way. So that would be a cool way that people could reach out to me.
Awesome. How can people reach out to you? Where?
You can find me on LinkedIn, or you could find me my email address. You could find me many different ways. But if you just look at Heath Sheeran on LinkedIn, that's probably the best way. I'm on there a lot. Or you could email me at, I guess you could put it in the show notes, but hsheeran@vertifor.com.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Heath Sheeran, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting his LinkedIn page, or I will put the email, Sheeran.
Yeah.
H. Sheeran.
Yeah, it's tough. That's why I just say LinkedIn. It's easier to search Heath, and then Sheeron is my last name.
Perfect. Let's all bombard him in LinkedIn. Heath Sheeran. You can learn more about what he do by going there. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.